Welcome into my podcast with former Cardinal, now San Diego Padre, Greg Garcia. It's been a whirlwind for him the last 24, 48 hours. We'll jump into that in just a moment. This is presented by Schnucks, Ryan Kelly, Hotshot Sports Bar and Grill, and Hair Saloon for Men. Before we visit with Greg Garcia, want to remind baseball fans that coming up, special night, November 12th, I'll be with Tim McKernan. We'll be at the Improv Shop, and our special guest is John Mozeliak. Now, what we have is that doors will open at 5:30, Q&A starts at 6:30. We'll go about an hour and a half. The Improv Shop will be selling AB InBev products. It's presented by Anheuser-Busch. And Nana Mama's Pizza will provide appetizers, salad, and pizza beginning at 5:30. All your food from Nana Mama's is included in the price of the ticket, which is only $50. That's it. And a large portion of the proceeds will go to Three Little Birds for Life. You can find out more, get your tickets on Eventbrite, and that's at Danny Mac TV, my Twitter feed, at Danny Mac TV. Now, let's tell you a little bit about Greg Garcia. He was claimed by the Padres today, his career on base percentage as a pinch hitter, and that's really where he made his living, was .374 as a Cardinal. 37 career pinch hits, that's sixth all time, only behind Gerald Perry, Steve Braun, Willie McGee, Dane Orge, Matt Adams. Not too shabby. He got things going as far as a pinch hitter with his first ever home run, and he did it against the Chicago Cubs.
3-1 pitch, driven out to center field. Fowler going back. He'll look up. This game is tied! Of all people, Greg Garcia ties it. It's 2-2.
He would save some of his best against the Chicago Cubs.
And it hit him. It hit him. And that's how the game comes to a close. Hit by pitch, Garcia, and the Cardinals win it 4-3.
I think a night that not many Cardinal fans will ever forget was April 8th in 2016. The Cardinals were down in Atlanta. Their current starter, John Gant, was a reliever with the Atlanta Braves. The Cardinals would wind up winning 7-4 in that game. He was the third Cardinals pinch hitter to hit a home run in the game. Jeremy Hazelbaker, Aledmys Diaz, then who else? Greg Garcia.
Garcia, how about this pinch hitter role? Not too shabby tonight. A bomb to right off the bat of Greg Garcia. Three pinch hitters, three home runs, two-run lead for the Cardinals.
You brought it up.
Unbelievable.
That is hilarious.
He had some great moments as a St. Louis Cardinal and one of the great guys, and that's Greg Garcia. This is presented by Hair Saloon for Men. They have 16 locations in St. Louis. You'll get the perfect haircut for only $22. I go there, take both my boys there. You get the complimentary beverage, relaxing shampoo, hot towel and a mint, complimentary shoe shine, all for just $22. Also, don't forget about Hotshot Sports Bar and Grill. Catch the Missouri game this weekend. You can watch the Tigers on Hotshot's dozens of TVs. Enjoy awesome food and drink specials during every game, including Truman Nachos, the MIZ Burger, and Tiger-style fries, along with awesome game day deals on Bud Family Buckets, specialty cocktails, all at Hotshot Sports Bar and Grill. We're coming to you from the Lou Fuse Automotive Studios on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. A big day for Greg Garcia. A visit with Greg when we come back.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with TheHomeLoanExpert.com. There's never been a better time to look at a refinance. Maybe it's time to get rid of the PMI or get some cash out to pay off the credit cards. 5 minutes could save you $500 a month. TheHomeLoanExpert.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Lou Fuse, we are St. Louis.
It's happened. It's now open. Lou Fuse Jeep, Highway K, O'Fallon, Missouri. The first standalone, ground-up Jeep store in the country. Largest Jeep inventory in St. Louis. If you want a Jeep, Lou Fuse Jeep is the place to go. 22 service bays, accessories, apparel, state-of-the-art facility. Lou Fuse Jeep, Highway K, O'Fallon, Missouri.
Lou Fuse, we are St. Louis.
Well, in sports, it's bittersweet because you get to know the athlete and then you find out that the athlete is not only a great player, they're the best in the world at what they do, but they're also great citizens and human beings. And that's Greg Garcia. And it's bittersweet because he's leaving the Cardinals, but he gets to go back home and play for his hometown team and the San Diego Padres. And he joins us. And Greg, first of all, congratulations. I'm sure it's a little bittersweet for you to leave the Cardinals, a team that originally drafted you and groomed you to get to the big leagues, but you get the chance to go back home. So I'm sure it's exciting, too.
Yeah, you know, I have nothing but great things to say about the Cardinals organization, from the front office down to my teammates, to the fans. And like you said, they gave me the first opportunity to get to the big leagues, and I'll be forever grateful. And I have some pretty special moments in St. Louis, and I'm going to miss the guys. But like you said, it's on to the next, and I couldn't be happier to be with the San Diego Padres and to play in my backyard and in front of my friends and family. I just can't wait to get to work and to get to spring training.
I'm assuming you grew up a Padres fan. Is that correct?
Yeah, Padres, Tony Gwynn, Trevor Hoffman, all those guys. Yeah, absolutely. That was my childhood, going to Qualcomm Stadium and checking those guys out. And to be able to do that now is a dream come true.
What has this been like the last 24, 48 hours? Because you get word that you might not be in the plans for the Cardinals. So then,
yeah,
you know, you're kind of like, well, what's next? So what was it like for you?
Yeah. It was a little uneasy, to be honest with you. I mean, I saw myself playing with the Cardinals for the rest of my career, and that's how I wanted to do it, and I love it there. It was a special place to my heart, and, you know, to hear a team they had nice things to say, and I get the business side of it, and I get all the other aspects of it, but to say it didn't hurt a little bit, I think that would mean that I didn't care about St. Louis that much, but I just cared so much about the city and my teammates and the coaching staff, so... you know, it was a weird time. It happened 2 days ago. They told me they're going to put me on waivers, and then you really don't know what's going to happen. You know, is there another team out there that believes in you? And, you know, to come to find out that the team that believes in me most is the team in my backyard. And, I just am so motivated and so excited to get ready and to get out there and train and meet the guys and be a part of the team.
Have you thought about the fact that not only are you going to be playing at home, but you sleep in your own bed, which is something that gets overlooked in the world of baseball? Fan doesn't care. Fan just, you know, they cheer for their favorite guy, and he shows up at 7 o'clock, and that's what fans do, and that's what they should do.
Right.
But you get to stay in your own home, your own bed, see your baby, see your wife. I mean, that's a big deal.
That is a huge deal. I mean, I remember last year when we came out and played the Padres, I got to drive home from the field. I stayed at my house, drive home from the field, and stayed at my house. And I remember thinking on the drive home, man, this would be sweet. It's just like, it's almost just like a normal job. You're at your home. You know, you're just going to the ballpark, and you get to go home, like you said, see your wife, see your kids, and see your friends and family. It's the best case scenario for me. I couldn't be more excited and more motivated, and I'm just ecstatic today. Top 3 days of my life, for sure.
Have you ever asked, like a David Freese or any other guys, of what it's like to play in your hometown and some of the benefits and then some of the pitfalls, too, of like ticket requests and appearances and those kind of things?
Yeah, you know, actually, I haven't really talked to Freezer about that, but, you know, Piscotty just dealt with that last year, and I just actually played golf with him the other day. He came down to San Diego, played golf with him, and I just kind of picked his brain, like, how was that, man? It had to have been sweet, you know, and he had nothing but great things to say about it, and obviously he loved his time in St. Louis, but to play at home is just amazing, and I just can't wait for the opportunity.
What are you going to miss about St. Louis?
I think my teammates. I think my teammates, and, you know, I'm just so thankful for my teammates and the fans and the coaching staff, and I'm going to miss them a lot. To be able to say that I played with, you know, Yadier Molina and Adam Wainwright, the Matt Carpenters, Colton Wongs. I mean, the list goes on and on. There's so many guys that have influenced me in a positive way, and just can't thank those guys enough. I'm truly blessed, and I'm going to miss those guys, but I know I'll be in touch and we'll be friends for life.
I know sometimes when it happens in pro sports, a guy gets traded or moved on. You know what? They don't get a lot of text messages. They don't get a lot of those voicemails. I know that's not the case with you. You're as popular of a guy in that clubhouse as you could find. So give me an idea what it's been like for Greg Garcia and his phone here recently in the last 48 hours and what you've been dealing with.
I was telling my dad, the best way I can describe it was when I got my first, you know, call up to the big leagues in 2014, it's the same kind of outpouring of just love, and it makes you feel so good, and I just appreciate all my friends and family, and they know how much this means to me, and I just can't thank them all enough, and I'm truly, truly blessed.
Hey, St. Louis, Dan McLaughlin here. Big things are happening at Schnucks, especially in October. This month, you'll start to see Schnucks stores popping up all over the city. Living in St. Louis, you know Schnucks is committed to the communities they serve. Now, there will be 19 new Schnucks stores in neighborhoods all around town. You'll also notice that prices are falling, and your points will be piling up with the Schnucks Rewards app. So check out a new store near you. Come say hello. Visit Schnucks.com for the full list of new stores. See you at Schnucks. What was your favorite moment in St. Louis?
Oh, man. I think there's so many great ones. I mean, I think hitting my first home run and against the Cubs and the pinch hit homer, I'll never forget that, and getting the standing ovation from the crowd.
3-1 pitch driven out to center field. Fowler going back. He'll look up. This game is tied! Of all people, Craig Garcia ties it. It's 2-2.
And making my debut in Busch Stadium was just something that I'm going to cherish forever. And then, obviously, you know, the playoffs in 2000, what was it, 16, and then coming so close the last 2 years and just fighting with the boys and just grinding and just being a part of one of the greatest organizations in all of sports, not just baseball, is something that I'm always going to cherish forever. And you know, to say that I was a St. Louis Cardinal really means a lot to me.
I don't know the answer to this. Where was your baby born?
She was actually born in St. Louis.
That's so,
yeah,
what I thought.
She's got some St. Louis ties, man. She had her first breath was in St. Louis, so she'll know that. And yeah, and she actually ran the bases one time with me after one of the games. So she's planted in St. Louis a little bit too.
How cool is that? Now your dad, of course, and your grandfather from East St. Louis, but you know, the tie-in with your family in the game of baseball and with the Padres. Can you put that in perspective of what that's going to be like to think about putting on that uniform and understanding your family history with that particular uniform?
Yeah, I mean, it's like I said, it's just a dream come true. And then not only that, I just see there's so much excitement around San Diego right now with the baseball team, and there's a lot of talented players on that roster. And I think that the team is super close, and I know everyone's getting excited to get back to work. And for me to be able to go put the Padres name across my chest and run out every single day in San Diego and play in front of my hometown, you know, friends, family, it's something that's going to keep me motivated every single day. And I'm just so thankful. So, so thankful.
Have they talked about a role for you?
You know what? I talked with Andy today, and we didn't really get into that too much. I think that was probably my fault because I was just so excited and everything like that. But I think they know that I just would like St. Louis, whatever they need me to do, you know, I'm going to be ready. I'm going to be ready to compete. I help my teammates any way I can. And the most important thing is just get wins for the Padres.
I think the thing you're going to miss the most, to be quite honest with you, is the chats with myself or the cat. And
oh, my goodness.
And I think when January hits and we're in the middle of Missouri and you're not in the back of the bus on a caravan, that's when it's going to get to me.
Yeah, I might shed a tear. I might shed a tear thinking about you guys on those windy roads and heading out in the caravan. But I'm going to miss those, man. Those were fun. I enjoyed all those caravans. I enjoyed the cat, all the interactions and fun times in the clubhouse. So those are a lot of memories that I'll never forget and cherish forever, for sure.
You are all class, my man, and I'm so happy for you for the chance to go back home, which is amazing, which is what every player would love to do. And if anybody deserves it, you deserve it. You did a great job here in St. Louis, and I wish you nothing but the best.
That means a lot to me. I really appreciate it, Dan, and I appreciate all the fans in St. Louis and all my teammates. I just can't thank you guys enough, and, yeah, I'm just truly blessed.
Thanks, Greg. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Dan.